BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, this is Scott Mills and here is my Tuesday podcast. It's a good one. Innuendo bingo. Who knew that Nahal could spray so far? Wow, it was a wet one. Also, how Chris deletes his mates off of Facebook because they're engaged. Real or No Real is another Radio 1 DJ special, and Kesha comes in like a whirlwind to explain how she employs someone to glitter her and oil her up every day. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. I asked for questions on my Twitter earlier for Kesha. Really wish I hadn't done that. She's coming in at 3 this afternoon. Some of them are good. A lot of them I can't ask. It's been a while since we've seen Kesha, and I've been there since the very beginning. We've just been Googling pictures of me and her, and there's some great ones, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, you've clearly got a long sort of history with her. There's you throughout the ages with Kesha.
Yeah, I mean, I was there before TikTok. I mean, through the ages, about 4 years ago.
Sorry,
if
I made that sound like a sort of dinosaur show or something. Like, but if you Google Scott Mills Kesha...
There's a picture with her wearing the top at Big Weekend. I boffed Scott. That was in the crowd at Big Weekend. She didn't, by the way. And I'm not going to ask her who she did today because she won't tell you. Neither will I, ever. I won't. Well, she might. Actually, she might. I'm not going to.
Is that a risk you're running?
To be honest, she might just come out with it. It's going to be live. Who knows? There's a nice picture of me and her where she looks like she hasn't washed her hair. And that was the first ever live interview with Kesha. And before we sat down to do it, about 30 seconds before the song ended, she went, "Dude, I'm really excited. I've never done a live radio interview before." And I was like, "Oh, God!" But she's well-practiced now, and she'll be here at 3 this afternoon. There's so much that we haven't done that we said that we were going to do, me and Kesha.
But what kind of thing?
Well, there was that time when she tweeted me telling me to get my party pants on, and we've never partied. I've still got them on.
Have you not?
We agreed to run through the New Forest naked together. Can't remember why, but we haven't done that.
See, this is all the kind of stuff that sounds like you sort of agree to do in the pub rather than on the radio.
Yeah. No, we've agreed to do it. It's just not happened. It's just one big letdown. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello and good afternoon, Nahal.
Hello and good afternoon to you, Mr. Scott Mills.
How are you?
I'm so excited.
You really are?
I have to say, I'm so amped about this.
Now, I was saying earlier that we possibly think this is the least intelligent thing you've ever done on the radio. I think you'd agree with that.
I mean, it's not up there with, you know, hanging out with Stephen Fry necessarily, is it?
It's not.
But, you know, it's all good. I love watching it. The videos on YouTube, I love watching them.
Good. Well, we're very pleased to welcome you today.
Wow.
Just because you're new, don't be afraid to go in, is what I'm saying. The bin is there, obviously, to catch some of the water. But I always like it when the opponents look at each other in the eye.
Mm. The bin is more of a guide.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I thought the bin actually was useful.
No.
Well,
it's
not
just really there for shot.
It's like a prop. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I should have bought more waterproofs. I'm like.
Lee is watching for the first time. Also, Ed having a sneaky break and watching online at work. Jordan in Greenwich, him and his mates at uni are playing along and watching.
Yes, that's amazing.
Will from Cheltenham, whose dissertation is just going on, so he's taking a little break. Hi, welcome. It's your first time watching Innuendo Bingo. If you're talking about it on Twitter, hashtag Innuendo Bingo and let's go.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45.
Ish.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Daisy in Chippenham has noticed, Nahal, that you are wearing a waterproof jacket. And she says, "I'm not having that."
Seriously, Daisy?
It is.
Has it got to come off?
It's bad form.
Can I say that?
Is that?
But for health and safety reasons, obviously,
if you prefer to keep it on, you meeting someone important after? There we are, Daisy. Your wish is our command. It's off.
This is going to take some explaining to Prince Charles.
Looks quite hefty, though, what you've got on there. Are you going to meet Prince Charles afterwards?
No, dinner last night.
Darling. That's how he rolls.
British Asian Trust, big up. All right, now. Okay.
I love it. Okay. Bit of camouflage going on. I like it.
Yeah, I know, right? This is what I'm going in. This is like a military operation for me today. But I bumped into Rob DeBank, who, legend has it, never laughed once.
No.
It was a fail. I mean, wow. He just didn't find our jokes funny.
What? It was bizarre. He was well up for it before.
Mm. Just didn't get it. Didn't find it funny. Some people don't. Anyway, it's time for In the Order Bingo. I'm very much looking forward to this with Nahal today.
Oh, you just drank that bit.
I just...
You're allowed to, actually. You don't have to regurgitate all
you can. You can tell you're a newbie.
All right, okay.
It's very cold.
You can have a little sip just to wet your whistle.
Okay.
Oh, this is a bad start. All you've done is sit down. I started laughing.
I will ask you to look each other in the eyes, take a big sip of water before, and also no hands. We have a no hands rule. So if it starts to spill out of your mouth, you can't stop it with your hands. Okay? We ready? Over to BBC Sussex, first of all. I have no idea what they were asking people to send photos of.
Hello to John from upstate New York. Sent us a gorgeous photograph.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, he reckons he's got about 8 to 10 inches there. My goodness.
Calm before the storm.
Yeah, he reckons he's got about 8 to 10 inches there. My goodness.
Let it all flood out if you want to. No, we're good?
We'll find out.
Very good. Well done.
That one in.
It's just a warm-up, that was.
Okay.
More water, please. Nice big sip. No, gulp, in fact. A gulp, I think. Ready? Sarah Cox in Too Much Information, shocker.
There we go. It's working now. Apologies for my slightly sticky button earlier.
Oh, yes.
I love Coxie's one. Right, mate. She's a great.
Oh,
great
man. Nahal is drenched already. It's running down his face.
Oh. He has a fantastic spray, I tell you what.
When he eventually sprayed, he sprayed good.
Okay.
He's off again. Look at this. It's like.
Oh, another layer's come off.
But this is, wait a minute, this is great.
It's like you're playing strip innuendo. I'm
going to put this back on again, actually, because. Yeah, no, let's go. All right, okay.
Are ready?
Dude, you let me have it in the face.
I did.
Come on.
And over to Chris Stark.
I'd happily pay a couple of pounds for me to just put my hands out and he goes to town on them.
That's my debut on...
Your own clip on In the Bingo.
Wow.
That's from yesterday's show.
Okay. When it starts coming out of my nose...
It feels like you've been swimming, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Andrew spotted this one. Thank you, Andrew. Over to Bargain Hunt now. And they go to some weird auctions these days.
The first lot up, though, you know, is your old growler.
Told you.
Oh, my days. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Everyone's wet now.
Spray on that.
Yeah, if you're watching online, you'll see the water sprayed. Good.
Can I get another glass of water, please?
Callum and Andy are watching for the first time. Marie and Rianne in the library at college.
I so look like I've just wet myself.
Yes, you do.
This is going to take some explaining.
Lee and Oban is watching for the first time. Ready for another one? Over to Coronation Street.
I thought you were going out for pizza.
We did. So how come you... Why? How long did it take you to eat a 10-inch sloppy Giuseppe?
Nahal's fine. Chris has just soaked him.
How long did it take you to eat a 10-inch sloppy Giuseppe?
Oh, man. So wet.
You're all right. You can swallow it if you want.
Yeah. Right. You can let that one go now. Okay. Ready? Now, you got your waters there, yes? You know when you accidentally say the wrong word? Like Dermot did here.
My 3-year-old son Samuel is fixated with a DVD workout I have, which has a picture of a lady on the front with tape measure around her waist. He likes to put the DVD on, take all his clothes off, and measure his waist. That's vagina in... sorry, that's Virginia in South End.
Virginia.
I think I've met Virginia a few times.
Wow.
In Southend, yeah. Southend,
yeah. Yeah, I know you are. Okay. Ready?
It's very wet today.
It is wet today. I'm enjoying it. I really hope you can watch this. Get on the website now. Okay. More water, please.
Sorry, dude. I'm losing it.
I knew this was going to be a good one. Now, here's a really good one from BBC Sheffield. Once again, just slightly the wrong word.
There's more living orgasms on the skin of each human than there are humans on the surface of the earth. That's a fact.
I was waiting for him to correct himself. He never did.
Yeah,
never did.
Oh,
what happened there?
I trolled it.
So vicious.
I trolled.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry, man.
Oh, that took me by surprise. I was turning and everything.
Oh, man alive, this is outstanding. Someone says, Danny says, there's really good length of spray today, there is.
Thank you.
Hazel on half term.
Can I get some more water, please, dude? Yeah.
Hazel on half term, watching for the first time. Hi.
Hi, Hazel.
Okay.
It's the first time you've seen me on radio. Brilliant. What a great first impression that is.
Got some more for you. Ready? BBC Breakfast They do talk about some interesting subjects these days.
There was a time in the old days where you didn't eat out, but everybody eats out now.
All right.
Yeah.
All fine. He's trying to keep it in. Look. Okay. Here we are. And now on Inuit Bingo, we go over to Radio 1 controller Ben Cooper on Greg James' show.
Are we allowed?
Oh, you, no, just, you just spat on each other's heads.
Did you, at the very mention
of Ben Cooper.
Wow, sure? The boss man himself.
Well, fine, we'll get through this. Just stop drawing attention to it.
Are we allowed
to?
Okay,
right?
Yeah. Are we... okay. Right, okay.
Oh, Radio 1 controller Ben Cooper on Greg James' show last week. He was trying to put Rihanna off when she was doing her film reviews, but nobody was expecting this. Listen.
Without a helmet on her head, she's done, I thought, rather well.
Okay. What was that noise?
What was that noise?
Right, Chris. Everyone fine?
I don't think that was a good idea.
Oh, well. Okay.
Oh, man, it's the funniest thing ever. Well, actually,
still got
that.
More.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
This may be the last innuendo bingo ever.
Let's switch quickly to Michael Portillo's Railway Journeys. Everyone needs to get this together now.
Okay. All right, wait, I need some more water.
Okay.
We're down to the last two glasses of water. This has been carnage. Oof. Like, absolute carnage.
Wow, it's so wet in here. Okay. Got your waters? Imagine Michael Portillo saying this to you.
Do you mind if I give it a pull for you?
The horse fine. He's held it in. Very good.
Gentlemen.
And next, more water. We're over to a show called Dinner Date. It's more exciting than it sounds.
Andy's hoping for a squirter.
What channel? Near the 800s.
I don't know.
ITV.
I don't know. I think it's ITV.
Right.
Okay. Nihal sounds like Elmo when he laughs. That's from Vicky. Do not try this with coffee in a 60 grand Audi, says James. James in Carlisle. All right.
Oh, man alive. Okay, here we go.
Now we go over to Linda Bellingham's Tasty Travels. Think about this.
She said your arm would ache, and it's aching. There we go. Nothing like creaming by hand, is there?
Thanks, Linda.
That is amazing.
Nothing like creaming by hand, is there?
What's that noise?
And one more. Last one, everybody.
Oh,
on this incredible game of innuendo bingo today. Let's go back to dinner date.
Christina's a little concerned.
I'm a little bit worried about the runniness of my pie.
I nearly charged her.
Worried about the runniness of my pie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nahal, it's been a pleasure.
Yes.
Absolutely fantastic today. Good sprayage. Wow, thank you for watching on the Radio 1 website. Thank you if you listened. That was Innuendo Bingo. Thanks, Nahal.
Yes, thank you.
Wow. Unbelievable. Rita Ora, Radioactive. Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. Rita is one of the people you can vote for the Best British Breakthrough Award at next week's Brits. You can vote for any of them. Ort J, Jake Bugg, Rita Ora, Jesse Ware, or Ben Howard. Don't let us persuade you which one. Jake Bugg was in the Live Lounge earlier. We'll play a little bit of that for you soon. Ben Howard was on yesterday. They're all going to be in the Live Lounge this week. And it's completely up to you which one you choose. But it is the award that you vote for, so you can really make a difference. Go to Radio 1 Online and click on the bit that says cast your vote for Best British Breakthrough Act at the Brits, which is next Wednesday.
Say them all again.
Alt J, Jake Bugg, Rita Ora, Jesse Ware, Ben Howard.
It just sounds to me that you're sort of favouriting Alt J there. Just the way you said it.
Not at all. Definitely I mean, they're not. Very good. They're very good. But I'm not. If you like Alt J, you go vote for him. If you like Jake Bugg, then that's cool. Rita Ora, you can do what you want. Jesse Ware, Ben Howard, all up to you.
Yeah.
Mm.
You just got to be careful that you don't sound like you're favouriting one.
I'm not favouriting. I am on the fence on this. I'm completely impartial.
But are you? So are you saying
yes, I am.
You don't want Alt J to win?
I didn't say that. If you like their
you don't want
brand
of
twiddly folk, then you vote for them. This is for Matilda. Or you can go for Rita Ora if you like pop.
You've got to sing all of them now.
Oh, God. Lightning Bolt, Jake Bugg.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be good.
And party, Rita Ora.
Jesse Ware?
Give me the night light. Ben Howard. Ooh, ooh.
I think we should get the trail changed to you singing them all.
They can have that if they want and put it on the trail. So vote for who you want. British Breakthrough Act at the Brits. It's next Wednesday. Cast your vote on the Radio 1 website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What are you saying, Chris?
Okay, are we doing this now?
We are.
Just something that winds me up a little bit.
Sure.
And I know it shouldn't because it's a lovely thing. But on Facebook, I've noticed on the right-hand side now, when someone gets engaged, it displays it quite clearly on the right-hand side. So-and-so is engaged to so-and-so. And I'm just finding... At the moment, I don't know if this is just a stage in my life that I'm meant to go through, but loads of my friends are getting engaged. I mean, it's averaging about one every 2 days at the moment.
Are they actual friends or Facebook friends?
Well, a lot of them are just sort of Facebook friends.
Right. But why is it annoying you?
Well, I just think...
Why can't you be happy for these people?
I know this is a terrible thing, but when it comes up from someone that maybe I haven't seen since uni, I go, oh, that's another one gone. So what I do is I...
Sorry, I just snotted.
So I delete them. And I know
you
that's,
delete them?
I know that's a terrible thing.
Why? What do you mean another one gone? You mean another one you don't have a chance with anymore?
No. I just...
What does it mean?
No, it doesn't mean that. But what I just... It's just something in my head. I kind of go, oh, engaged, right. They've moved on. That's their life set. Off you go.
That's the end of their life.
Out into your real world. Off my Facebook sort of thing.
Right, so you don't live in the real world?
I think I need a bit of a Facebook cull anyway, because there's a lot of people on there that have been on there a while.
Want me to help you with that?
Well, someone told me there's a good rule of thumb to go by, and that's if they wouldn't turn up to your funeral, don't have them on Facebook.
I think that's a great rule.
Which does make sense, but I've still got a load of these people. I'm just finding, and I don't know if this is a stage of my life, but everyone is getting engaged. And
are you jealous? You want to be engaged?
No, I'm not saying that.
Go on, do it.
I'm getting engaged.
Everyone else is doing it.
Well, no,
you can be on the right-hand side of Facebook.
I don't want to lose loads of Facebook friends.
What makes you delete them?
I don't know. It's just I see it on the right-hand side and I just think, oh, God, there's another one getting engaged. So I've just got to go right.
Why does it stress you out? And why do you delete them? No, you said you have one final look through their pictures and then you delete them.
I release them back into the pond.
Piers in Aldershot says, I know how you feel. I agree, Chris. I don't delete, though. That's harsh. It is pretty harsh deleting them.
Oh, I know. Okay. You've just got to let them go.
You've just got to let them back into the pond. You're so weird.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people saying that if you want to be engaged to them, you might as well follow everybody else. Megan's been on in Northallerton.
Sorry, what? Me get engaged?
Yeah, because you just delete people that are engaged off your Facebook. New babies, says Nick in Kent. He's finding that a thing at the moment. Lots of photos of his mates.
You see, I'm not at that phase, phase of my life really yet.
That'll happen, though, soon after the engagement. Also, some people delete people off Facebook when they see it's their birthday on the right-hand side. I think that's a bit harsh.
I think that's kind of a good rule. Someone texts us in. Why are they deleting because it's someone's birthday?
I don't know. It's like, right, bin them. That's happy birthday.
More harsh than me. But I kind of like the idea that if you're not happy to say happy birthday to someone on your Facebook, then they probably shouldn't be on there.
Yeah, get rid. Okay, so as part of Access All Areas Month, which means we're kind of opening up what we do and let you see in behind the scenes, we're giving you the chance to vote for the Best British Breakthrough Act at this year's Brit Awards. It's a public vote. It's open to you. And you, that's right, you, the Radio 1 listeners, decide the winner. Now, I'm fed up of people saying that every time I say the artists, I'm favouring one of them. So I'm not going to say any of their names. What I've got is, I've got Lawrence off of Loving the Trolls to do it. And as you'll hear by the tone of his voice, he clearly hates all of them. So, no favouritism from me here at all. I just play the music clip, and these are the five acts that you can vote for if you want to for Brit Breakthrough Act this year. Go, Lawrence.
BBC Radio 1.
Ben, how what? Don't know what the day is holding. Jake, bug. Lightning ball. Oh, this is from Matilda. Oh, Jay. Guess I wear. Rita or Rose?
BBC Radio 1.
Yeah? So those are the people you can vote for Best British Breakthrough Act. Lawrence can't stand any
hates
of them.
Hates them all.
Hates them all. But it's between those five. That's a good way of me not having to say their name.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Have you mussed up for Kesha?
No. No, I haven't actually. No.
You've mussed up for every guest.
I haven't got any. For one, I haven't got any musk on me. So don't.
Hang on.
You're giving me a. This is a false accusation. Have you?
No, I never musk up
you
for the guests.
You blatantly have.
I haven't. I've got some in here somewhere for you. It's girls' deodorant, is that a problem?
You've just opened your gym bag.
Yeah.
Arguably, you've now done the opposite of musking up, which is make the place smell awful. You're all right.
Done.
Oh, it smells hideous now, Scott.
Kesha's next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Kesha.
Hi.
Oh, it's good to see you. I've missed your face.
I've missed you.
You okay?
You're so cute. Yeah, I'm good.
Thanks. Should we put the cameras on so everyone can see Kesha's face?
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's do it. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go and have a look, because Kesha's on there now. Do you know, I was thinking the other day, we go back time. I think I go back, I think I date pre-TikTok almost.
Really?
I think so. I think I met you and when that was coming out. Chris has been doing a thing today where if you Google Scott Mills Kesha, there's a variety of brilliant images.
Oh, it's true. No. I'm really scared.
Yeah, look, not scared.
It's like you go through time. There's you and Scott there, and there's one in you and an
Look at your hair on the first
Scott.
Picture.
Yeah, I look like a homeless person.
And this one?
And then the other one, I'm molesting you severely.
That's right. Good times?
Against the wall.
That's right.
Sorry.
That's okay. We've been through a lot. But there's so much that we haven't done. Do you remember that time when you tweeted me and asked me to get my party pants on? I'm still wearing them and no party happened.
Yeah, right.
Right.
You missed the party.
Right, okay. Well, thanks for inviting. And then we agreed to, I don't know whether you remember, we agreed to run through the New Forest naked together. We haven't done that yet.
I did that. That wasn't you?
Right, okay. No, it wasn't me.
I swear he looked just like you.
Are you going to the Brits next week? Are you going to the Brits?
No, I actually have to go back to somewhere sometime in the next 2 days. I've been all over the place. And so I just flew in here yesterday. I'm so jet lagged. And I only get to hang out for like 3 days. So I'm just going to, I don't know, try to get drunk.
I like jet lagged Kesha.
Why?
Because she just says really weird things.
It's true.
Do you remember that good time when you were at the Brit Awards and you arrived in that car and then you weed in a sink? Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
What?
I vaguely remember that.
Talk us through it again if you've not heard the story.
I showed up at the Brits in this cool car. I think it was a Trans Am, is the same kind of car I drive.
A lot of glitter.
Yeah, lots of glitter, per usual. And in case you don't know, that's the only car I own. And I wrote a song about it on my new record called Gold Trans Am. So,
was that actually your car?
Yeah, it's the only car I own.
But that car at the Brits was your car?
Yeah, the Gold Trans Am.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And you should listen to the song.
Okay, I will.
It's a good song.
Okay, I will.
All right. And then so on and so forth. There were some drinks. Me and Lily Allen got to be pals.
I remember that.
I really had to pee and I peed in a sink. Blah, blah, blah.
I can't even remember why.
Because I had to pee.
Oh, go to the loo.
I think there was like a line.
A queue.
Yeah.
And Kesha does not queue.
I'm impatient.
Hello.
And when I have to pee, it's not like...
If there's a sink.
Like, no.
This is incredible.
No, it's not even that. I just, when I have to pee, it's like, there's no funny
stopping
business.
You. Right.
Yeah.
When you've got to go, you've got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
How many times a day do you glitter?
Generally, well, today I've done it twice.
Right. But, and in your house, are there huge, I'm imagining like huge canisters of glitter, like huge, great big... pots of glitter and you just go all over your face.
No, I have a bathtub. Well, here's on my rider when I go on tour, I bring a bathtub and then I have a glitter roadie, my friend Boot. I just bring him on tour and he literally, his only job is to deal with the glitter, and there's a whole semi truck full of glitter. I'm a glitter connoisseur. But so one of his jobs is he has to lather my body in baby oil and fill up a bathtub full of glitter, and I get in it and I roll around, and then once I'm fully glittered, I have to sit there for 10 minutes until the baby oil fully dries. And then it stays.
And you do that every day on tour?
Yeah.
For the show?
Yeah, and like today I like did a light glitter. It wasn't as intense as that, you know.
Right. So today, like when you light glitter, does that still involve the baby oil and the bath?
Yeah, yeah.
So in the hotel, are you staying in a hotel?
Uh-huh, yeah.
In London?
Mm-hmm.
So you fill that bath, the hotel bath, with glitter.
Yeah.
Baby oil.
They hate me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You're not going to get a deposit for that, are you?
Well, I don't know. Whatever. They kind of, I think, are amused by it at this point. Because, like, when I go to the bathroom, like, you can follow the trail of glitter and figure out what stall I peed in. And, I don't know. It's all over every man I've ever made out with.
Yeah. You just leave your mark, don't you?
It's very fun.
I like it. The one question that everyone is asking, of course, is who boffed Kesha? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. You must get this on your Twitter all the time. Myself and Kesha will never reveal who that person was.
Right.
Like, we've made a pact.
We did make a pact.
Till we die. You will never find out who that person is, so there's no point asking. But thank you for all your texts and all your Twitter messages. People are so interested in that.
About me and you?
No, but as to who you boffed maybe at Radio 1.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
So...
No, don't say it.
Oh.
I've made a pact.
But...
Okay. Oh, I worry you're going to say it.
So this is what I was worried about.
Unless you move on quickly.
Glad I didn't never
go back
mentioned
to the man
it. Don't mention his name.
Right.
Anyway, he's probably covered in glitter somewhere else. I'm fascinated by this. When does your roadie come with you to the hotel tonight to bathe you in glitter as well?
No, we already did it this morning.
But they're here with you now on tour?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is a man's job.
Yeah.
So, like, when he applies for his next job...
I don't know what he's going to put on.
What do you put on the CV?
No, I mean, he does more than that. He also, like, occasionally dresses up like a penis and bounces around and I get sad. And then there are times when, you know, I also just prefer when he wears a Santa suit.
So. This is why we need to have a night out with Kesha. There was a rumor that we were going to go ghost hunting together a while ago, but it never happened.
Oh, I heard about that too. I love ghosts.
Right, you probably said, you probably saw it in your diary. I was like, no.
No, that's not true. Okay, that sounds like fun.
We need to do that at some point.
I couldn't believe the email when that came around.
Yeah, it's like, ghost hunting with Kesha. Yes.
Subject title, ghost hunting with Kesha.
That sounds amazing.
How often do you get an email like that? We need to do it again. So you've got this new show on MTV.
I do.
What will we see? Is it like cameras following you around all the time?
Well, okay, so the whole thing is, it's my brother and then his weird friend following me around for the past 2.5 years, and that's it. And, like, we didn't really know what we were doing, per se, but it's my brother, and he's, like, my best friend. So he followed me around and literally got everything you could ever want or not really want to see about my life on camera, like, everything. And right. I'm excited to show it to the world because it's the ups, the downs, like, breakdowns on stage, after stage, wasted at 6 a.m, making out with dudes, making out with other dudes, like everything, like me drinking my own pee, jumping off of buildings, like hang gliding, jumping out of airplanes, like swimming with sharks, you name it.
And it's on.
You're like Bear Grylls, aren't you? Yeah. Have you heard of him?
Yeah, no, I like him.
Yeah. She's Kesha Grylls.
Yeah.
What, do we see you in the bath? Glittered up?
Oh, yeah.
Shower?
Probs.
Asleep?
Yeah.
Crying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Trying to think of some more. What's the worst thing that we see?
The worst thing? I mean,
keep it clean, Takesha.
Okay, I know it's live. I can't, like, say anything
3:25
naughty.
In the afternoon.
So, okay, the worst thing you see is me drunk. I don't know. Okay. Probably just me drinking my own pee is the weirdest thing.
That's kind of weird. Why did you decide to do that, please? To see if you could survive?
No, because it's good for you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How often do you do that?
Well, okay. I don't anymore because it's gross. I don't know if you've ever tried it, but it's really disgusting. But so someone told me it was really good for you, so I wanted to try it because I'm super healthy. And so I peed in this thing in Brazil, and then I was like, I don't know if I really want to. And then somebody told me not to. And then if you tell me not to do something,
oh, you know
I
what?
Have
you don't do
to
that
do
to Kesha. I know.
And so he tried to take my pee away from me. And I got really upset. And
that's
I was like,
mine. Give
that's
it back.
Exactly what I said. And so then I snatched it up and took a chug. And it was really gross.
So you don't do that anymore?
Not anymore, no.
I've got a question for you. How many times, I was thinking about this the other day, we were talking about this on air. How many times a day, as a pop star, famous pop star worldwide, do you get told by somebody, it could be one of your entourage, it could be Glitter Boy, it could be one of your friends or fans, how many times a day as a pop star do you get told you're hot or amazing?
Oh, not enough.
Oh, come on.
No, I really don't. Usually, maybe on Twitter. Yes, like, my fans are amazing to me, but usually the people around me say, like, you're disgusting, or put your pants on. Those are usually the things I hear. You're late, or you smell weird. What's that smell?
Right. I don't think you smell weird.
You haven't gotten really close.
Okay, what do you, how would you describe what you smell of?
Like, I don't know, a hobo.
Have you not got your own perfume yet? When's that happening?
Smell like Kesha. Mm. Yeah, why? You should do that.
No, I know. I already had this idea because one time someone told me I smelled like shrimp in a diaper. And so I thought I could make a perfume that was literally like a porcelain shrimp in like a, in a, you know, Fabergé diaper.
Mm. Shrimp. The new essence from Kesha.
Dapier. Or some, you know, I don't know, something in French.
Shrimp Dapier.
But I don't know if people want to smell like that.
No.
Oh, God, I could talk to you for hours. It's so good to see you again. Really good to have you back. The reaction to your appearance on Radio 1 is great, as always.
Great, love
absolutely
that.
Absolutely loving it. And people are just texting in about Chris's face on the webcam.
Oh, really?
Well, for a lot of the interview, you've just been like that.
Well, like, I can't. I've
face of fish, like that. Okay, goldfish, like open mouthed.
Right.
Oh, it's cute.
Yeah. Mm. It's good to see you, love. Let's do that ghost hunting soon.
Let's do it.
All right. Love you, bye.
I love you, bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. There's a really intimate picture of me and Kesha going up soon on the Radio 1 Twitter and Facebook, if you want to have a little look at that.
Looks like you're gurning. You can't see the hands.
It looks like we're having a great time. She gets in tight and she doesn't really let go. That was Kesha. That'll be on the podcast if you missed it. Just the most incredible 10-minute interview there. Lot was revealed, wasn't it?
Mm.
Your face all the way through was like,
ooh. I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
I know. And there's this guy and, like, he, like, just puts me in a bath and, like, I have baby oil and then he glitters me.
Sure.
Yeah, because that's normal. And now it's time for Real or No Real. It's a Radio 1 DJ special as you get to know us more through Access All Areas Month. Here's your first one.
Before joining the Scott Mills Show on BBC Radio 1 as sports correspondent, Mark Chappers Chapman used to work in the Coronation Street gift shop.
Firstly, I love the idea of a gift shop for that.
What, for Coronation Street?
Yeah.
You used to be able to go around it. There used to be like Granada studio tours in Manchester.
Mm.
I don't think you can anymore, but you used to be able to.
So we're saying, I mean, how old would he have been then, roughly?
I think it was his first job. So about 40.
Right, okay. I don't know. I'm sure I would have heard of this. If he had done such a thing, I would have heard about it. So I'm going to say no.
Used to sell all the merch for Coronation Street in the shop, which I imagine was next to Rita's cabin.
And autographs of Barlow and people like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, no real.
Ken, not Gary.
That one is real.
Yes.
Whoa!
There used to be a Coronation Street shop and Chappers used to work in it. Oh, yeah. Selling mugs of Audrey.
Wow, what a fact.
Next.
Gemma Kearney loves avant-garde fashion so much, she once went to an East London party wearing a Vietnamese python gathered with a Jean-Paul Gaultier belt.
Now, I saw pictures of her on Twitter of her at some style awards or...
Last night?
Something like that. And
what was she wearing?
It wasn't as avant-garde as we've discussed.
Have we got it wrong?
But then maybe it was kind of, it was a posher night, so maybe she was...
Right.
The Vietnamese python.
Yeah, actual snake around her neck.
You see, that seems more realistic to me than some of the other fashions that we've discussed with her.
Yeah, what, like the twister, Matt?
Like the twister mat or the goldfish bowl.
What was the other thing she was dressed up as, a spaceship?
Something like that. Yeah, something like that. I'm going to say... Vietnamese python. Every one of these for the last 2 weeks has been no real, so I'm going to follow the trend. No real.
That one is no real.
Oh,
I'd love one of these to be true one day.
Next.
Jamila Jamil, the new host of Radio 1's chart show, says she has many role models in life, including broadcasters, actors, models and philosophers. But her all-time favourite radio DJ is former Top 40 host Mark Goodyear.
Shouldn't laugh.
Why are you laughing?
That was just a surprise to me.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing at that. I didn't expect that to be the person.
Very different styles, I'd say.
I did not expect that.
See, I've got a lot of respect for Mark Goodyear.
Same.
Of course.
Legend.
Absolute legend.
Absolute legend.
And
what a guy.
But very different. You'd think if Jamila was such a fan, she would talk just like him.
I can't really hear the style influence when I listen to Jamila from Mark. Maybe it's just too subtle, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, Jamila Jamil, influenced by Mark Goodyear.
I don't see it, because the way Mark Goodyear does it, I mean, you do a fantastic impression.
I don't do an impression.
You do?
I don't, though.
Do the impression.
No.
Hi, I'm Mark Goodyear.
Real or no real?
No real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Fair play. What a legend.
And next...
Radio 1's Scott Mills is a big name in the Middle East and has been photographed on holiday by celebrity magazines playing volleyball on the beach.
You don't do sport on your holiday.
I try not to.
You do it. You barely go outside.
I do go outside. It's hot in the Middle East. I do like to watch TV on holiday.
That's the thing, it is hot in the Middle East, so you'll pop out to the Middle East and stay in your hotel room.
Mm. I have done that before.
But
why was I playing volleyball on the beach?
No, it's very unlike you, that. I just can't imagine that myself. You're not a sporty character. I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
No, it's not. When were you done?
I was in the Dubai edition of OK Magazine.
So it was clearly arranged. I mean, it was one of those where you said, I'm going to be playing volleyball on this beach, come take a... because you would never do that by choice.
They popped a letter through my hotel room door, under the door, saying, would you be up for doing a photo shoot for the magazine? I was with my friends at the time, one of whom I can see right now, looking over the over the atrium here at Radio 1. And I agreed to it, and we had to pretend to play volleyball on the beach. It's one of those kind of, look, aren't we having a fabulous time on holiday action shots.
So it was completely arranged?
It was, yeah. And I had to hold the hand of a lovely girl called Hannah and pretend she was my girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's one of the pictures as well. So, yeah, real. All happened. And next.
Each Easter Sunday, Fern Cotton throws a party at her local pub for all the cats in her village. Invitations state that the owner's attendance is welcome, but not necessary.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Just the cats, please.
She does love her cats.
Oh, she loves them.
You remember
Kesha
how much
was going on about cats as well, wasn't
I know.
She?
Yeah.
They have a great time together. Do you like my cat phone holder? No, it's fine.
You remember how much Fern used to talk about her cats?
Oh,
she loved them.
Yeah. Sometimes the whole show would be cats.
I'm saying this is no real.
That one is no real.
Aww. How did you do today, please?
Again, I forgot the pen, so I've counted in little scrunched up bits of paper.
Your own abacus?
And I think I'm right in saying I got 30 points.
30, not bad, not bad, not bad. And that was today's Real or No Real. How did you do? Let me know, 81199. Join us tomorrow on Radio 1 between 1 and 4 for more lols similar to that and some more tunes between 1 and 4. Or if you can't, get the podcast tomorrow at 1:45, 24 years at the tap end. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.